pleased, at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. That's pretty good.
Amen.
We're talking about the God of heaven revealing to man. We're talking about a king visiting servants. We're talking about a master visiting pawns. We're talking about the great God of heaven imparting divine wisdom to small intellectual people that cannot fathom what God is. We're talking about a God that will show his covenant. Verse 15. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. I just read that. Give me 15. Wow, what a memory. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. When I find myself in a snare, and I can tangle myself up, Brother Wesley. I mean, let me tell you, I can get myself in more than I need. But the Lord, he'll untangle my heart.
Yeah.
If I fear him, I've got a promise that he'll lead me and he'll direct me and he'll make me prosperous. What does the scripture say in Psalms 1? It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord he meditates day and night. And he, because he meditates day and night, shall be blessed. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Planted by the... You know what that rivers of water is? That's the Word of God. Planted by the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the Word. He said, I am the truth. So that tells me that if I will fear the Lord and I will meditate in his word day and night, I will give myself to it. You know that you, whatever you give yourself to, that's what you'll become. I can prove it. I can prove it. Now, you look at a lawyer. Now, don't he look just like a wore out old leather book? Look at me. Look at Wesley. I'm serious, though. I mean, you, whatever you give yourself to, that's what you'll become. So I want to be transformed into his image. How do I become like him? Get into the Word of God. Let the Word get in me. The Word of God works like a cleansing agent. You know, if a woman washes dishes, she throws that dish water out the window. Do they still throw dish water out the window? It washes out the impurities. Word of God is a cleansing agent. You take a little bit of the Word of God and you rub it on your soul, and I'm telling you, whatever is not pleasing to God will run it right out. It is the truth. It's the truth. Now here's a principle. Here's something that will remind us of a principle. You say, for example, now this is harsh kind of, but if somebody who comes to church, they got some real problems. But if they'll keep coming to church, and they'll be faithful to church, pretty soon those things work itself out of the
right.
Is it not true? Have you seen it yourself?
Yes.
I've seen it work in my own life. And let me tell you what you should do. Just advice. Whatever it's worth. I take a note card. A little note card, an 8x, what are they, little 4x8? Or something like that, whatever. Yeah, but anyway, 3x5. Thank you. Anyway, one of those little note cards. And if you have a situation in your life that you seem to have struggle with, because some life has a way of a big circle. If you have a time of temptation that comes, and where you're weak at, you'll face it again. It'll come back around. I promise you, it will come back around. If you have a problem with anger, or you have a problem with lying, maybe, or maybe you have a problem with stealing, or whatever. I'm not saying, you know, you're veterans. You're the children of God. And there's something that you have a weakness in. Well, life has a way, and when you start to pass that, you just about know it's coming. Temptation is going to be tempting. Your weak area is coming up. But I tell you what, if you take the Word of God, you'll write down that's related to your life situation. You find it in the Word of God. You write that scripture down on that note card.
memorize that scripture all day long, you stick it in your pocket or your purse or wherever, stick it so you can get to it during the day. And that day, you look at that scripture. You memorize that scripture. You pray it back to the Lord. And you ask Him to talk to you about that scripture. And I guarantee you, pretty soon, when you pass again through that area, you're going to be stronger. Because the Word of God will run out darkness every time. Amen. It's like the welding rod of God applied to the metal of your life. And He'll just patch it up. I'm telling you, He'll strengthen you and He'll encourage you. The Word of God is just like that.
Praise God. He will instruct him and choose his way. That's what I want. I want a God that I can talk to that will talk to me. He'll correct you if you'll let Him. He'll talk to you if you'll listen. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord means that He will reverence God. That's what it means. Which leads to obedience because of our realization of His power and His love. I'm going to run through some scriptures right quick. I'm going to try to hurry. I see y'all sleepy already. And I'm just on the fear of the Lord. And I still got a bunch. Anyway. Psalms 5:7 says, "In thy fear will I worship." Psalms 19:9 says, "The fear of the Lord is clean." Psalms 111:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Psalms 12:1 says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord." Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." Proverbs 10:27 says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days." Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence." If you're lacking confidence, then get you some fear of the Lord. I'm telling you, then He'll give you some confidence. The Lord is good to us. Proverbs 14:27 says, "The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life." Proverbs 15:23 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom." The fear of the Lord, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Proverbs 19:23 says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life." Proverbs 22:4 says, "By the fear of the Lord are riches." Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Isaiah 33:6 says, "The fear of the Lord is His treasure." Psalms 15:4 says, "He honors them that fear the Lord." Now we're going to move to the next one. Learn from teachers. That's the next pillar. Remember, we're building a house. And you got to have some strong pillars to hold up the roof. Establish facts in your life. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding, Proverbs 4:7 says. So observe and listen and apply those principles to your life. Certain elements of man's environment serve as very efficient teachers. If we listen well to their instruction. Let's go to the ant. Proverbs 6:6 says that they're industrious. They don't need a supervisor. They don't need a commander. They get busy. And they're doing... You look at an ant pile. I'm saying, the scripture says go to the ant. Look what they're doing. Observe how they build that. They don't have somebody else. Hey, boy, you better pick that boulder up right over. Bring that bread right on in. They're orchestrated. They don't need an orchestrator. They don't need a supervisor. But they're busy. They're busy. Learn from them to be busy with your hands, with your heart. Serve the Lord. Be industrious in the Word of God. Their work, they work habitual. They don't need somebody just to point it out, but they know what to do. They have social stomachs. We need to be more social with one another. How many of you, and I'm guilty of this, the last time you visited with church people? When was the last time that you sat down at a table and visited, drank coffee? I'm guilty of this myself. Well, I have had folks at my house lately, but when's the last time we've gotten together, played a game? When's the last time? When have we done that? Anybody? We've done it a long time. I don't remember it. I haven't done it lately. So we need to get together. We need to share and encourage each other. All right, I'm going to learn from nature. You learn from animals. Proverbs 30 and 26 talks about learning from the animals. Animals work, ants really work while there is time to work. Look at the cosmos. That's the celestial things in the atmospheres. They're predictable. They have order, and they're always in their place. And that's what we need to do. We need to be always in our place. We need to have an order to our life. Not live out of dysfunctional things in our life, but have order. And order begins with the fear of the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you fear the Lord, then you'll understand that I need prayer. I need to pray. I cannot make it without praying. I've got to pray. If you don't pray, you're actually telling God, well, I don't need you today. But I need God because I need direction. Because His Word is a light to my life. It's a lamp. The Scripture says, doesn't it? It says it's a lamp to my feet and it's a light to my path. That's the Word of God. And another way to learn is from history. Learn from others how things came out for them. And you can know how to make your own decisions. And I'm talking to adults here. Bear with me. The Bible says, except you become like one of these little children, you're not going to make it. I can do it another man's way. I don't have to always do it my way. I can learn from somebody else. And the best way to learn is not by experience. I'm telling you, it's not. Learn from it. There is one way to learn, but it's not a good way to learn, but it's a way to learn. To learn from experience. So you need to observe what others do, and that could give you some experience. But the best way to learn is to believe the Word of God. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, bring that one up for me, sister. That is one of the greatest scriptures. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Next one. Next verse, number 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes, smart aleck, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. If somebody's a smart aleck, it's because they think they know it all. And if you think you know it all, that means you're not dependent on the Lord. The Scripture says, in all of your ways acknowledge Him. But a smart aleck ain't going to do that. He's going to think he's right. So don't be a smart aleck. The best way to learn is by the Word of God. Prove God's Word by paying your tithes and see what will happen. What does the Scripture say? If you pay your tithes, you bring your into the storehouse, God will pour out a blessing. He'll open up the windows of heaven and He'll pour a blessing out on you. Be faithful in what it says. Be obedient unto the Word of God. Next pillar, hold on to truth. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs 6:20. Why do we lose the majority of our youth? There are no fathers to command. No fathers to teach them. No role models. There's no discipline. And if there's no discipline, there cannot be any wisdom. Will the real fathers please stand up? Lead by an example. That's a real father. A real father will take time to teach his child to be obedient. He will instruct him in the Word of the Lord. He'll remind him of what it says. I remember Sister Davis saying one time. She said that her grandfather, when she would run through the house, he'd say,
take time with your children, your grandchildren, and to teach them the word of the Lord. Impart in their heart what the scripture says about a rebellious child. A rebellious child cannot be saved. Cannot be. Rebellion, idolatry. So you're not doing your children any good if you do not teach them the principles of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Anyway, still true. Still true. One law of the scripture teaches is the law of the mother. The mothers teach by nurturing, by compassion, and leading, keeping the home way it should be by the father's instructions. The woman is more like the foreman. She tells you she's running, but you got the superintendent, which is the dad. Then you got the foreman, that's the mother. She takes care of it. Do we still believe that anymore? Some of y'all. Okay, praise God. No, the next pillar four is to control thy tongue. I'm going to hurry. Control your tongue. He that acknowledges he that hath knowledge spareth his words. And a man of understanding is has an excellent spirit. The little red devil behind the white pearly gates. You ever heard that? Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from the tongue that's so deceitful. Proverbs 1:20. Naughty eyes, a lying tongue. Proverbs 6:17. Fivefold ministry of the tongue in James 3 reveals the measure of maturity. Let's read James chapter 3, verse 2, right quick. We're going to try to read through verse 12.
For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. That's tough there. And able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3.
Behold, now horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Verse 4. Behold, also the ships which through, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Verse 5. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is a fire of hell. And for every kind of beast, and of bird, and of serpent, and of things that are in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth not fountains send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter water? No. Verse 12, finally. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, fig? So no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water. Wow. Praise the Lord. God knows all about it, and in His Word is just perfect. He meets everything in the Word of God. Don't be afraid. I lost my place. I'll get it in a second. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, I went blank. Oh, yeah. Fivefold ministry of the tongue in James 3 reveals the measure of maturity in verse 2. Although small, it can do great things, verses 3 through 5. It can ignite the fire of life, verse 6. Untamed, it can produce much evil, verses 7 and 8. Can praise or curse, 9 and 12. It ought not be that way. How to spread poison through 6 wrong uses of the tongue. Deceitful flattery, slander, tale-bearing and gossip, arguments, strife, angry words, boasting, foolish talk, profanity and vulgarity, lies and exaggerations, cursing, the tongue problem. Admit the problem before your God and yourself. Take steps to control your tongue. Begin the process today. By that, the scripture says the word of God is a medicine. And if you can't control your tongue, then your tongue is out of order. And you need, like some would take Prozac, well, you just take the Word of God and swallow it down and let it do something for the inner man. God's Word is so true and its principles are so profound. Pages stick together when you don't want them to. Well, I'm going to end that right there. Lord bless you. Let's all stand. Isn't God good? His word is rich and full of great wisdom. And it directs our path, gives us strength and encouragement, and encourages us for tomorrow. And every morning, our blessings are renewed. Every single morning. The battle begins in the morning. So, you know, if God's getting ready to hire some men to work or women to work, He's not going to do it in the middle of the day, is He? No, He's going to do it. He's going to go out to work in the job pool where? In the morning. So get up, be ready, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is like a lion. He roams about seeking whom he may devour. If you're not skillful in the Word of God, the devil will bind you and trick you and cause you to stumble. But if you're walking in the light of the Word of God, he will not sneak up on you. He will not sneak up on you with that big stick of doubt or defeat. But you just keep on keeping on, digging in the Word of God, and he will reveal great sources of wisdom and instruction to lead us and to guide us into all truth. And that's what he said he would do. Be haunted by the Holy Ghost and let him lead you and guide you. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's sing a hymn. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank you.
Amazing grace.
You're so good to us.
How sweet the sound that saves.
2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus, help us, Lord, to know your word. Help us to rightly divide your word. Help us to have Bible sense. Give us an understanding of your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives, our daily lives. Put the Word of God in shoe leather. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us understanding. Let your Word direct us, Lord. I thank you for that. And I worship you, Lord, for the measure of faith that you've given us. We build faith by hearing your Word. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. The faith comes by prayer. Believing that God is able to perform that which He has said. Put your trust in the Lord. Just like the Word says, Proverbs 3:5. It talks about not leaning on your own understanding, but to trust in Him and lean on His Word for direction and strength and encouragement. Because it's the Word of God that's going to get us out of here. The old prophet and his 14th miracle performed after he was dead in the grave. The scripture says that there was a man that had died and they rolled his body over on the prophet's bones. And he was so full of the word of God that he came alive, that he rose, he jumped up alive. Thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. We worship you, Lord. I praise you for it. So good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to stay and pray, we'll pray with you. But anyway, you're dismissed. The fear of the Lord. Have a great week.
It saved a wretch.
like me. I was lost, but now, thank God I'm found. I was so blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared. The amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, it saved a wretch like me. I once was so lost, oh, but now, thank God I'm found. I was so blind, but now I
this morning. spoken to two or three times. I take your guitar every time.
Well, I don't, but I got strings on it.
Well, especially the luck you've been having.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught you on the fucking jail for that.
I need strings too, man. I got strings for it.